Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Cities Lose the Deep Roots of the Urban-Rural Political Divide is a work of political science by Jonathan A. Rodden that explains why geographically concentrated urban voters often translate large popular support into fewer legislative seats than their opponents. Rather than treating this pattern as mainly the result of recent gerrymandering alone, the book argues that the roots of the urban-rural divide lie in long-term economic geography, historical settlement patterns, and winner-take-all electoral rules. Rodden uses comparative analysis, maps, and historical evidence to show how industrialization clustered left-leaning voters in cities while rural and suburban areas remained politically distinct. The book is both diagnostic and reform-oriented. It identifies the structural mechanisms that disadvantage urban-based parties and then considers how electoral institutions, especially proportional representation or related reforms, could reduce distortion and polarization. Its scope is broader than the United States, but its central case remains American democracy and the recurring mismatch between votes and seats. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, geography, not just redistricting, shapes who wins power. The book's central intervention is its refusal to reduce urban political defeat to partisan mapmaking alone. Rodden argues that the spatial distribution of voters matters before any district lines are drawn. When supporters of a party are packed into dense cities, they can win overwhelming margins there, but still lose many surrounding districts by smaller margins. That means a party may earn more total votes statewide or nationally, while failing to secure enough seats to govern. This explanation shifts attention from a single tactical abuse to a structural condition of modern electoral politics. It also helps explain why urban-based parties repeatedly face disadvantages even in places where they remain electorally competitive. By focusing on geography as an underlying force, the book reframes political conflict as a problem produced by where people live, how they cluster, and how the electoral system converts those locations into representation. Secondly, the historical rise of urban left coalitions created a durable political map. Rodden traces the urban-rural divide back to industrialization and the growth of city-based working-class politics. In this account, left-wing parties did not simply become more urban by accident. Over time, they accumulated coalitions made up of industrial workers, racial minorities, professionals, and other socially diverse groups concentrated in metropolitan areas. That aggregation is politically powerful in cities, but it becomes inefficient in winner-take-all districts because many votes are compressed into a small number of safe seats. The book treats this as a historical development rather than a sudden partisan anomaly, which is important because it shows why the pattern is persistent. Once these constituencies became geographically clustered, they were difficult to reorganize through ordinary campaign strategy. The result is a long-term map of political competition in which the left tends to dominate dense urban centers, while the right performs better across suburban and rural territory. Thirdly, winner-take-all institutions convert vote concentration into seat loss. A major argument in the book is that electoral rules determine how damaging geographic clustering becomes. In winner-take-all systems, only the top vote-getter in a district wins representation, so votes beyond that threshold do not produce additional seats. This creates a severe penalty for parties whose supporters are highly concentrated. Rodden shows that such systems turn large urban vote totals into what are effectively wasted votes, because huge city majorities do not help outside those districts. The same logic gives more dispersed parties an advantage, since they can win many districts by narrow margins. This is why the book treats the urban-rural divide as an institutional problem as well as a demographic one. The mechanism is not merely that cities vote differently, but that the rules of representation reward broad territorial spread and punish spatial concentration. That distinction is central to the book's explanation of why similar vote shares can lead to very different seat totals. Fourthly, comparative evidence shows that proportional representation changes the conflict. Rodden broadens the argument beyond the United States by comparing countries with different electoral systems, especially continental European cases that use proportional representation. In those systems, the geographic concentration of a party's support matters less because seats are allocated more closely to vote share. That reduces the incentive to bundle many social conflicts into a single urban-rural struggle. The book uses this comparison to show that the American pattern is not inevitable or natural. It is intensified by the interaction of geography and institutional design. Proportional representation does not remove political conflict, but it tends to make representation more accurate and less hostile to concentrated urban interests. This comparison strengthens the book's core claim because it demonstrates that the same social divisions can produce different political outcomes depending on the electoral. The implication is that representation systems shape not only who wins, but also how sharply city-country tensions become politicized. Lastly, electoral reform is presented as the main practical remedy. The book does not stop at diagnosis. It argues that reducing urban underrepresentation will require reform of electoral institutions, especially through proportional representation or related changes that better align seats with votes. Rodden's broader point is that if cities continue to be packed into a few overwhelmingly Democratic districts, urban interests will remain politically diluted, even when their overall support is substantial. Reform matters because it would make legislative outcomes more responsive to the actual geographic distribution of voters and could reduce incentives for zero-sum urban-rural play. The book is careful to suggest that demographic change alone is unlikely to solve the problem quickly, which is why institutional reform is treated as the realistic route. This makes the work especially relevant for readers interested in democratic design, legislative fairness, and polarization. It is not simply a critique of one party or one election cycle, but an argument that the structure of representation itself shapes the health of democracy. In conclusion, readers interested in American politics, electoral systems, urban studies, and democratic reform will find Why Cities Lose especially useful. It is a strong choice for political scientists and policy readers because it explains a familiar puzzle how a party can win many votes, often even statewide, yet still lose legislative control. The book is also accessible enough for general readers who want a serious but readable account of why partisan conflict maps so closely onto city, suburb, and countryside. Its main benefit is analytical clarity. Instead of offering a narrow explanation based only on gerrymandering or current campaign tactics, it shows how geography, history, and winner take all institutions interact to produce persistent underrepresentation of urban interests. That makes it stand out from books that treat polarization as mainly cultural or purely partisan. Rodden's comparative perspective is another strength, because it places the United States in a wider democratic context and shows that institutional design matters. For readers trying to understand why electoral majorities and legislative power diverge, this book offers a durable framework rather than a short-term political argument. If you would like to support Jonathan A. Rodden, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.